Thank you for subscribing and listening to the CERT News podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the March issue of CERT News that is located at www.unf.edu/cert/newsletters.
Hi, I am Jamie Chairs, Instructional Designer for CERT, and this is Adopting High-Quality, Peer-Reviewed, and Openly Licensed Textbooks. The featured faculty member is Dr. Jack Hewitt from the Physics Department. While redesigning AST 2002 Basic Astronomy, Dr. Jack Hewitt, Assistant Professor of Physics, joined the UNF OER initiative because he wanted to incorporate Open Educational Resources, or OERs, to decrease costs to students while improving and updating the pedagogical approach in the course. The OER initiative at UNF is a joint project led by the Center for Instruction and Research Technology and the Thomas G. Carpenter Library that seeks to lower college costs for UNF students by encouraging UNF faculty to adopt quality, open educational resources in their courses and by providing faculty with extensive support in locating and implementing OER materials. Faculty are paired with an instructional designer and online learning librarian to assist in finding and implementing academically equivalent OER content to replace conventional textbooks and other costly materials. For his revised course, Hewitt utilized the OpenStax Astronomy textbook, which is freely available to be shared and adapted under a Creative Commons license at zero cost to students. OpenStax is a nonprofit educational initiative based at Rice University, which publishes high-quality, peer-reviewed, openly licensed college textbooks that are absolutely free online and low-cost in print. They also develop low-cost, research-based courseware. OpenStax Tutor Beta that gives students spaced practice and personalized questions to support learning success. The OpenStax text that Hewitt adopted includes free resources available to verified instructors, including PowerPoint slides, answer guides for end-of-chapter questions, quiz banks, and a course cartridge that integrates the ebook and other resources into the Canvas learning management system. Hewitt found this to be a good introductory textbook for a full-term course, but it did not offer the tutor beta option, and in comparison to the publisher textbook students had previously used, it lacked interactive tutorials and simulations. To overcome this challenge, he once again sought out OERs and adopted the Nebraska Astronomy Applet Project. This online resource includes interactive, simulator-based laboratories for introductory astronomy that Hewitt uses to supplement the textbook. These simulations can be linked to or embedded within the course pages of Canvas for convenient student access. Hewitt's second goal for incorporating OERs was to improve and update the pedagogical approach used in the course. In selecting an OpenStax textbook, Hewitt also integrated a social text annotation tool called Perusal. Perusal engages students by creating an online environment where students annotate readings and asynchronously respond to one another's comments and questions. Hewitt described it as a discussion board built into the textbook that is automatically graded and summarized for instructors. Since discovering Perusal, Hewitt has used it in his astronomy lecture courses, astronomy labs, and upper-level astrophysics courses. He finds being able to read student annotations to the text, including asking questions and answering the questions of other students, is exceptionally valuable to help focus class time on the topics of greatest difficulty. Similar to OpenStax, Perusal is free for use with OERs and can be integrated into Canvas. For more information about using, finding, or incorporating OpenStax resources and other OERs in your courses, visit the OER Initiative page or contact CERT at certlab@unf.edu.
This is Deb Miller, and in this edition of CERT News, I want to tell you about UNF Online. As was recently announced, a new unit has been established at the university to provide leadership for the development and delivery of online learning programs. UNF Online will focus on online student success, program development, compliance matters, policy development, and fiscal management. The online delivery of instruction is an important tool at UNF. It allows us to provide flexibility to students in completing their degrees in a timely manner and provides access to fully online degree programs in areas of high need or where UNF can provide unique offerings. Growth in distance learning and a continued emphasis from the Board of Governors in online learning necessitates the establishment of an independent unit dedicated to the support and strategic management of distance learning. UNF Online is currently developing plans to market fully online programs and to provide admission support and success coaching for students in those programs. The unit will coordinate other support services for fully online students and develop and disseminate distance learning-related policies and procedures. Additionally, this unit will be responsible for a number of reporting and compliance-related functions. I'm excited about the opportunities that UNF Online will bring to partner with colleges to develop new online degree offerings that serve students in our region and beyond, and I look forward to working with the Distance Learning Committee to identify new strategic goals for distance learning at UNF. CERT will continue its mission of faculty support and development, including faculty use of Canvas and the development of courses in all learning modalities. If you have any questions or ideas, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Hello, this is Jessica Harden, Educational Media Coordinator in CERT, and in this edition of Digital Thinking, we're going to talk about live streaming. Synchronous video communication is a growing technological trend. Many instructors are familiar with web conferencing platforms like Skype and BlueJeans, but you may not be familiar with another type of synchronous video delivery, open broadcasting, which allows users to mix multiple inputs and live stream everything from office hours to live concerts. While video conferencing is usually used for smaller audiences where the intent is two-way communication, live streaming allows you to broadcast many types of content to a much larger, often public, audience. In higher education, live streaming communication can be an excellent tool when face-to-face meeting is difficult. Many faculty use video conferencing tools in and out of Canvas to communicate with students. One professor has a unique solution that was featured in the last edition of CERT News, live streaming office hours using Twitch. Below is a list of tools that can be used for live streaming. Open broadcast software allows users to take inputs, such as webcams and microphones, and arrange them for outputs of popular live streaming platforms like YouTube and Twitch. You can create a layout of video, graphics, or other media, and OBS will send the live layout to the platform of your choice. This is useful if you want to include more in your video communication, such as a logo, a second video source, or even a chat window where users can interact with you on screen. OBS is free and available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. YouTube is a video hosting platform that is well known as a resource for finding videos on any number of topics. YouTube also offers the ability to live stream. This means that anyone with a link to your YouTube channel would be able to view your synchronous video communication. YouTube can be used with programs like OBS to give you a custom layout or even handle multiple video inputs. Twitch became a popular synchronous video communication platform among gamers who would live stream their experience playing through video games. Now Twitch is used to broadcast everything from esports to cooking lessons. This is also compatible with OBS and can be highly customized. Users create their own channel and share that link with their audience. Webcams can be useful tools for synchronous video communication. They are easy to set up, typically plugging into the USB port of a computer. They can be used as video input for programs like OBS. Here at CERT, we have webcams available for checkout. Zoom cameras are handheld camcorders that can be used as webcams. They require drivers to be installed on the computer, but are a good choice because they can be more flexible than webcams. They can be set up on a tripod to film in larger settings. CERT also has Zoom cameras available for checkout. One of the most important aspects of good synchronous video communication is good audio. In many cases, the microphone built into the computer being used to stream is enough. However, sometimes an external microphone can be needed. The Snowball microphone is perfect for individual or some group audio. It is easy to use because it plugs into the USB port of the computer. It can also be used as audio input on OBS. CERT has Snowball microphones available for checkout. For more information about live streaming, please contact me at jessica.harden@unf.edu.
Back Best Practices Online, Tips for Implementing Open Educational Resources by Jamie Chairs, Instructional Designer at CERT. The high financial burden of traditional college textbooks and its impact on accessibility and student success has brought national and global attention to textbook affordability issues. Although a 2018 National Higher Education Report shows steady growth in awareness of open educational resources, or OERs, the survey of over 4,000 faculty and department chairpersons indicated only 46% had any level of awareness of OER alternatives. The William and Flora Hewitt Foundation provides the following definition of OER. Open educational resources are teaching, learning, and research materials in any medium, digital or otherwise, that reside in the public domain or have been released under an open license that permits no-cost access, use, adaptation, and redistribution by others with no or limited restrictions. With the steady growth of OER awareness at institutions of higher education and associated increase in demand from instructors and students, more instructional materials of high quality are being created and made available for use across a wide array of disciplines. Regardless of what level of implementation you are in currently, from supporting a textbook with OERs to teaching an entire course with only OERs, the following tips are best practices for finding and sharing online resources. When linking to resources from the Canvas LMS, use descriptive titles for links instead of pasting the full URL. Although it may be tempting to copy and paste the full URL for a website or digital resource into Canvas for students to access, this creates an accessibility issue for students who may be using screen readers. Instead, use a title that describes the resource and insert a hyperlink. Provide structure and organized content for easy access. You can use your Canvas course to share and direct students to instructional materials. Articulate to students how the content or resource should be used. CERT's Course Template D is designed for web-enhanced face-to-face courses. Provide ways for students to interact with the content and consider multiple means of representation. There are many instructional strategies and educational media tools for engaging students with content. Talk to an instructional designer in CERT to learn more and discuss your course objectives. Begin your search for course content using some of the larger established OER databases. Many of these repositories will offer full courses or full textbooks with supporting instructional materials. Try searching the Open Textbook Library for textbooks that are affiliated with higher education institutions or professional organizations. See more databases in the Additional Resources section below. Consider using articles and ebook chapters instead of textbooks for targeted course readings. Sometimes an entire textbook isn't necessary, or students could gain more from current, up-to-date resources in their field of study. If appropriate for your course, give the responsibility to students to research and share resources with the course. Use the advanced search field in Google. You can narrow your search results by usage rights and select free to use, share, or modify. Trust your gut and your training. If the content doesn't appear accurate, ask a librarian to fact-check it or don't use it. Identify tools to support student success in your course and consider low-cost options for interactive courseware. OpenNow from Cengage, as well as Lumen Learning, offer many common course titles that include OER content, plus videos and assignments. Alta by Newton boasts an adaptive learning courseware platform. Also, some departments or programs may be able to adopt textbooks from the same publisher that offers low-cost options such as Cengage Unlimited. If you're interested in learning more about using OERs or open educational resources or other low-cost options for instructional materials, please set up a consultation with an instructional designer at CERT or email certlab@unf.edu.
Thank you for listening. For questions or comments, please visit us on the web. Have a great day.